He zeroed in on the placebo effect, which we looked at in Chapter 6. He prefers to call it remembered wellness, or the propensity of the body to turn a mental belief into a physical instruction. After reviewing the scientific literature available in the 1970s, he concluded that this effect is much more powerful for many conditions than the conventional estimate of 30%, originally given by Henry K. Beecher in a 1955 study and used as a benchmark today. He reviewed many cases where the placebo effect was closer to 70 to 90% of the total treatment effect. One finding that intrigued Benson was that treatments for conditions such as angina or bronchial asthma often worked well as long as the patient and the physician believed in them, even though the treatment itself was later discarded after systematic investigation as medically useless. Indeed, in the case of angina, the treatments declined in value when physicians stopped believing in them. No doubt the physician's uncertainty was either subtly or bluntly conveyed to the patient. Indeed, in one study published in Lancet, 1990, men who did not take their placebos regularly were more likely to die than men who did. Benson does not dismiss pharmacy or surgery, nor does he embrace non-scientific medicine, whose success he ascribes largely to the remembered wellness, placebo effect. On the contrary, his image of optimal medicine is a three-legged stool, which aims for stability by adding to pharmacy and surgery a third science-based tool, an intentional and efficient use of the placebo effect. The placebo effect is often used unwittingly and inefficiently in healthcare practice. Sometimes it is unintentionally reversed, producing the deadly nocebo effect, as Benson was to discover himself. Early in the 20th century, medicine came down firmly against the idea that the mind influenced the body and sought to trace illness to single, specific sources. Indeed, by the 1930s, the Index Medicus contained not a single reference to the effect of mental states on physiology. However, in the 1940s, psychosomatic medicine was introduced to foster better understanding and management of the relationship between mind and body in health. But the tendency to treat the body as a machine and the mind as an irrelevance prevented much advance in this area. In Timeless Medicine, 1996, Benson illustrates how deeply this mechanistic approach affected medicine. A woman who suffered recurrent temporary bouts of numbness and weakness in several body parts was at first dismissed as merely imagining her symptoms.